Men may have it tougher than their fathers, but what about women and their mothers? Well, there is one thing that hasn't changed too much from a generation ago, menstruation. But now there's a pill called Librel, and taking it stops a woman's period entirely. It was approved by the FDA this week, and already it's prompted all sorts of responses from women, which is why it might seem a little bit strange that we're about to check in with a guy about Librel. But this isn't just any guy. He's Will Salatin, and he writes the Human Nature column for the online magazine Slate. His column on Librel will appear on Slate.com and in the Washington Post this weekend. Will, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Alex.
First of all, can you go over how this new pill works?
Yeah, a conventional birth control pill mimics pregnancy. It administers hormones that keep your body from ovulating so you don't get pregnant. But the regular pill goes for about 3 weeks, and then you have a week off where you take these dummy pills that just let your hormone level go back down so you have sort of a fake period. And what Librel does is it gets rid of that week off. You just take the same active pills all the way through so you never have to menstruate.
It sounds kind of unnatural, stopping your cycle indefinitely.
Yeah, the problem with this argument about menstruation being natural is there are like four or five levels of artificiality in what we think of as natural. First of all, menstruation, the regular monthly period, is not natural historically. You know, women used to be pregnant or breastfeeding so much of the time, they weren't having periods.
So Librel was almost this natural phenomenon way back when.
Yeah,
when
there was natural menstrual suppression. And then we came in with the hormonal contraceptives, right? So you have a fake pregnancy, which is what a hormonal contraceptive induces in your body. Plus, we added that fourth week so you could have what looks like a period but isn't really a period. And then we had the additional fakery of, you know, this argument that it wasn't safe for women to go without periods. Doctors were making this argument, even as the female doctors themselves were taking the pills constantly so that they didn't have to have periods.
So the FDA has approved Librel this week. I assume then it's safe to take?
Yeah, the FDA concluded that Librel was no more dangerous. There is no evidence that it is any more dangerous to take the so-called continuous contraception than to do regular birth control pills and have that week off.
A lot of women really do not like having their period. It's painful. It can be debilitating. So you'd think that everybody would hop on the Librel wagon, no?
Yeah, well, you know, there are some women for whom this is just a no-brainer. I mean, if you have severe physical symptoms, if you have cramps, migraines, nausea, and we all know somebody who's been through something like this, you just can't function. You know, of course, those women just want to get rid of their periods. There are critics who point out that for, you know, a lot of women, menstruation is not as much a problem for them directly as for their boyfriends who don't like it when these women are moody, or for your boss who doesn't like it when you have to miss a day of work over your period. And then the question is, are you taking the pill for yourself or are you taking it for that man in your life?
Will, if you don't mind my asking, how are the women in your life feeling about this pill?
You know, I've talked to colleagues and friends, and I've heard reactions on both sides of this. I've heard women who say, this is just the greatest thing since sliced bread. I can't wait to get rid of my period. It's just such a nuisance. It just really bogs me down. And then I've heard other women say, this is horrifying. You know, they're taking away womanhood. They're making us just like men. As far as I'm concerned, this is an argument between women, and you really have to have a womb to have any credibility in it. So I'm going to stay out of that one.
Will Salatin's column on Librel appears on Slate.com and in the Washington Post this weekend. Thanks for joining us, Will.
Thank you.